This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Hour on Monday the 13th. Oh, it's not Friday the 13th, though. Monday the 13th, must be lucky. I don't know if you believe in all that stuff or not. It is, in fact, the summer of love. And I have three very lovely ladies who are very lovable. Jennifer Horn is one of them. Victoria Keelan is another one. And Kara Schillen is yet another. So we're all here to make love to the information that makes us better than everybody else, because we have the info and then some. That'd be a good title for a program.
You know, I'm freaked out by everything you just said.
Really? Why? Just, info.
I feel like maybe we should maybe take turns starting. Making love to the information. Ooh. Yeah.
No, to wrap yourself around it. All right, get going. Let's go, Jennifer. What do we have?
The airplane that took off out of Seattle over the weekend. This story is so bizarre.
The plane, yes.
Yeah. Federal officials have been working on this case over the last several days. They recovered the flight data recorder and human remains from the stolen commercial airplane that took off from SeaTac International Airport and crashed into a small island in Puget Sound. The FBI recovered the cockpit voice recorder from the aircraft, and the National Transportation Security Board is now processing the data. The Pierce County Medical Examiner's Office now has the remains of the person who allegedly stole the plane. The plane was located and was considered highly fragmented, which means it broke the heck up when it crashed into the ground.
Why do we use the word allegedly? The guy dead.
Because
took the plane.
I don't know. I just feel like there's something more to this story that we're not hearing about, which is why I say allegedly. The wings are off, the fuselage is off, and it is upside down, according to NTSB. Richard Russell is the person who is presumed dead. I think we can probably say he is dead. Authorities don't know why he took the plane, but he could be heard on audio recordings telling air traffic controllers that he is just a, quote, broken guy. His family says it's clear he didn't mean to harm anyone. So if you missed the story over the weekend, this took place at SeaTac Airport. There was an airplane out from Horizon Air, and that's, of course, part of Alaska. And this guy, Richard Russell, gets in the plane, according to reports, is able to fly the plane off of the runway, even though he's like an aircraft maintenance person, and takes it up into the air. He's able to do barrel rolls with it. He's able to do some tricks, and then he ultimately just crashes the plane into the ground where he dies. He did have a conversation saying, I guess I am just a crazy guy after all, and people don't really understand why he took the suicide mission to this extent. I think it sounds awfully weird that a maintenance person at an airport could figure out how to fly a plane and do tricks with it.
Yeah,
no. These people. You don't have to have a license to drive a car. You don't have to know how to drive a car. You don't have to have a license to know how to fly a plane. The very nature of maintenance is that you know how to operate the plane so that you can work on the things that are in need of repair.
But he wasn't like a mechanic. He was the guy who with the little pulley thing parked the planes, move them in and out.
That's okay.
He wasn't someone who was inside a cockpit knowing.
Okay.
He's not,
I got a clue
to know
for you.
All of this
the new stuff. Planes are not that hard to fly. They're very easy. You can figure out by looking in the cockpit. Look around. There are no keys. They don't have keys to planes. The plane has what amounts to on and off switches, and it's very clear when you look. If you know what the various elements are, how to start an engine, it was a prop jet, Horizon is a...
No, okay, I get all that stuff. So you can get it going, and this sounds very Indiana Jones, but so you can get the plane going, maybe you can get it up in the air. Take off, landing, okay, fine.
But it was
now, how do you explain the maneuvers?
It. Yeah. Right. And this
how
is where I think
it?
There's something... Yeah, I think this is not... I think actually, and I'm surprised at you, Jed, because usually you kind of go with the conspiracy theory.
No, I'm not. Not here.
I don't buy that this guy just said, oh, I'm going to take a plane up and commit suicide. I think there's a lot more to it than anybody wants us to believe. I don't know if it was a test run. I don't know what it was.
Test run for what? For a bomb?
To see about response time. That you had F-16 bombers up there in about no time. They were there. They broke
happen?
The sound barrier to get there.
That's
just,
the weird
part. It
doesn't
seem weird. It just doesn't seem right.
This is a weird story. How did the F-16 bombers get involved so quickly? And what?
F-16 fighters. F-15 fighters.
Yeah, F-15. Yeah. So how did they get involved so quickly? That's the
There's
weird part
of
the story.
There's an Air Force base that's almost around the corner.
Okay. There. So then someone from air traffic control says, okay, this guy stole a plane. And at first I thought this was like a little Cessna thing, but this was a 78-passenger plane. Mm-hmm. This is a big plane.
It's a moderate
plane. It's a big plane for a guy with no license.
Yeah, well... But the
That'd
other
be like
side
someone
is,
who can't drive a car steals a Greyhound bus. It's
right.
that.
But you could do that. It would be easy. I mean, someone could steal a Greyhound bus and then drive it down the street and then, you know, get into an accident, which is exactly what this guy did.
Right.
He was up in the air for a while, and then he kept saying, I don't know how to land it. They were trying to talk him through how to land it. I also don't believe that he really did tricks. I mean, I think he attempted to do something. He said, oh, I'm going to do some barrel rolls. I don't think he really did. And then he crashed. So I don't really
see... He did barrel rolls. Yeah, there's video footage of it.
Yeah.
We're filming from the ground.
I just... I don't know. I think that you guys are so into this conspiracy theory thing, and I read it. I would just like to know,
Kara, if you sat down in a cockpit, if you could have the plane up in the air in 5 minutes, I don't think you can.
Everybody's different. Some people have more mechanical ability.
I can't say yes or no because I've never been in a cockpit. Maybe if I sat in one, I could figure it out. But this guy obviously worked at an airport. I mean, maybe he's been in a cockpit before. I don't know that much about
him. So, Kara, your father works in a capacity at Baltimore, Washington. Could he get into a plane? Did you and he talk about this over the weekend?
No, I didn't. I should have. I don't know if he could fly it up. He does maintenance on the actual airfield and not on any of the planes. But I will say that people, I think, have a lot more access to those areas than you think. I mean, it's nice because when I go to take a flight, I can go in the back and my dad can just walk in the back part and he doesn't have to go through any security, really, to come and hang out with me before I get on the plane.
See?
So that's
one of the problems. That's where my conspiracy theory is.
Yeah, well, see, I don't think that has anything to do with the conspiracy theory. I think that is an issue if people have more access to planes than you realize, but I don't think it was some kind of test run to figure out blah, blah, blah. I think that there was a plane in the air that was in communication with the tower. What other choice do they have when they have this giant plane over top of a big city?
To call in the fighter planes.
I mean, they don't really have any other option.
We'll know.
So
they become well off.
What, if they get paid off for this?
Payment, yeah.
I think he was a messed up guy who got in the air and realized, you know, sometimes when you've got some screws loose, you think that something is a good idea until suddenly you're up in the air and you realize that you can't land the plane and that you're going to go to jail or something worse is going to happen. And I don't know. Maybe they will become rich and they'll pay the whole family off and it'll be more to it than I think. But I don't know.
I think it was just a suicide mission.
Yeah, sometimes I just think that people do crazy stuff.
He had the plane for over an hour in the air. He could have taken out, if he was looking to target something, he easily could have.
Oh, I don't think he was looking to target something, but I think you could take a half-baked guy and say, hey, I just want to see how fast this goes. Like, I don't think he was up to anything in particular. I think, like you said, he was probably doing it. I just wonder if there's somebody behind him in his ear going, let's see, just to see how fast the response is. What happens? I don't know. Maybe it seems far-fetched, but I just don't feel like people sit down in a cockpit and take a flight off and barrel roll and do tricks because he played a video game once. It just doesn't add up to me.
Okay.
To me, this sounds like he's had secret flying lessons somewhere or somehow.
Yeah. All right, we're all going nuts in this country, and it's sad. We don't trust anybody. We don't trust anything. We have all these, and I suppose to a point, one of them,
In this case, I don't agree with any of you. Well, Kara and I are closer on this. It's very easy. The planes are open. There's no such thing as a locked plane. You can get into a plane very easily by walking up the ramp. You go down the end of the ramp. You unlock the door if it's closed, or you open it. You go walk into it. You can sit at the controls. The only thing about it that makes me wonder how it got away from the terminal is how it was parked at the terminal, where it was parked. If it was in a maintenance hangar or close to it, I haven't seen that.
It was in a maintenance area. Because
you wouldn't have gotten it away from the gate. He wouldn't have gotten it away from the gate on its own.
Yeah.
So he was
able to drive the little thing, and I don't know what the name of it is, but you know the little thing that pushes the planes around.
It's called
around.
A tug.
Okay, so he drove the tug out. That's what part of his regular job was. So he drove it, apparently, out of the maintenance area, out of the hangar, and then got in the cockpit and then took off from there.
Well, let's see how this plays out, but I don't think that there's... It's plausible that it could have been somebody. But why would it have been... In this circumstance, if you go back to September 11th, which is sort of the illusion... That the reference I think that Jennifer's making, you're not going to practice. You're going to do it. You're not going to just go up and not people going to say how long. No, they don't, because they never do the same thing twice. So, I think this is just a guy
suicide mission.
Who was, and I'm not even sure it was a suicide. I'm not even sure. I think he was on. What I read between the lines is he was a little bit unstable. His family said. His intent was not to harm anybody. How do they know that? Referring to the recordings when he was talking to air traffic control. That I sort of am with as well. I think he got in over his head. I think he was maybe not quite that smart. Who knows what motivates people? That's the problem. We don't know unless you're actually in somebody's head. And that will not be the case in this circumstance. So, in other travel news, if you've ever... traveled on Amtrak's Acela, Boston, New York, Philadelphia, Baltimore, Washington, with more than one person, then you know finding seats together is pretty much a huge challenge. Now you can select your seats ahead of time in Acela's first-class cabin on select routes. There's only one select route. That's Boston, Washington. That's it. I've tried their first-class service. I don't like it. I don't think it's worth the money they charge for it. Matter of fact, I think the seats on the Acela, there's business class and first class, and that's it. I think the seats in business class are more comfortable. You can get a meal in first class, but the meals are not.
Yeah,
much.
Why do people make a big deal about, you get a meal? It's like, ew. Look what you're eating on a train, and this isn't the Orient Express.
Not
this
the old trains, exactly. Yeah,
this is it's an Amtrak.
It is not. Safe to say.
You have a 50-50 chance of even making it to your destination.
It's on time. It's not the, I like that. Yeah, here's our ad for the Acela. It's not the Orient Express.
It's true facts, though.
True facts.
It's not.
All right, speaking of true facts, the best sheets ever made at the best prices ever from our friends at MyPillow. Go to MyPillow.com and check out the guarantee on their comfortable pillows, on their comfortable mattresses, on their comfortable sheets, on the pet beds. I just got my pet bed for Daisy May. Pretty cool. Got the same filler in it as the MyPillow has, so she'll be just as comfortable as I am, and you can be. And if you're in the doghouse, you get to sleep on the dog bed and be just as comfortable as if you were in your own bed. It's really quite a company, really a great American story here. Manufacturing each pillow in Minnesota, materials made in America. So not only is it assembled, it's all made here. It's a true American masterpiece. And you can get a hold of them at 50% off. The two pillows, the two go-anywhere pillows, the two regular premium pillows, you can start with them at 50% off at MyPillow.com using the promo code DJV. And then you can get the sheets, you can get the pet bed, you can get the mattresses, whatever you want. Take advantage of the discount. Click, use the promo code DJV when you're shopping for all these things for a great night rest from MyPillow.com. 21 after the hour here on the DJV Monday program.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Message and data rates may apply.
Remembering when to change your fridge filter is a hassle. Remembering the right filter is almost impossible. So at Filters Fast, we have some good advice. Forget it. Instead, remember this. Text BEST 55 to 443-443 and check fridge filters off your to-do list forever. Get it all taken care of for a fraction of big box store prices with a Filters Fast brand filter. To see how much you can save, plus get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. With a huge range of brand name filters available, Filters Fast is America's number one online filtration company. And you can get a Filters Fast brand filter for a fraction of the price, delivered to your door every time you need it. No need to remember. It's not a matter of if you need a fridge filter. Why not text to get it taken care of? To see how much you can save and get free shipping, text BEST 55 to 443-443. That's BEST 55 to 443-443.
This is Jessica Armand, founder of My Magic Mud. Our team helped organize a successful effort to remove fluoride from our city's water supply. This is our passion. My Magic Mud Oral Care purifies and brightens your smile naturally. GCN listeners, please support my family business by purchasing our product from your local health food store. We're also available at CVS Pharmacy. Or visit us at MyMagicMud.com and take 10% off now with coupon code GCN10.
At the hour now on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, and Doug. You're listening to one of the fabulous tunes that made Aretha Franklin a household name. It looks like there is real concern about her well-being. Her family has surrounded her. Is she in the hospital or is she at home?
She's at home, apparently.
At home, right. But apparently not in good shape. And so there is... she's had health issues for a number of years. She's way too heavy, and so she may be about to check out. So hold a good thought for her. She has contributed in a fabulous way to American music for 50-some-odd years. So as far as I'm concerned, she's got it, she's had it, and she's not, I mean, she's had it that way. I mean, she's had that success. It goes with somebody who worked very hard at their craft. Quite the character, too, in person. So, Aretha Franklin, a matter of concern. At 25 past the hour, also concerns from the Rascal Flatts show. Apparently, Flatts abruptly ended a concert in Indiana over the weekend because of what police call a security issue that's still being investigated. Concertgoers say the band didn't return for an encore at the music center in suburban Indianapolis, after which a public address announcement said the show was over. Security guards told police to evacuate the seating area. A fan told the Indianapolis Star he saw a disruption in the general admission area close to the outdoor stage. And the Hamilton County Sheriff's Department said the matter is an open investigation. Rascal Flatts said on Twitter that everyone was able to leave safely, thank fans for their understanding. Safety of our fans, band, and crew is always the top priority for us, so we're thankful for everyone who jumped into action and for your understanding. This is... the world's gone nuts. Everything is a problem, and there's a safety issue everywhere. No matter.
Well, everyone's on high alert at concerts after the Manchester thing.
Yeah,
and
I get it. That's what
Vegas.
I'm saying. It's school. Yeah. It's the airport. It's the concerts. What the hell do we have that's normal anymore? When you get right down to it, whatever, however you want to describe or define normal. Aye. All right, so that's that story. Here's a good story if you're a Roger Miller fan. We remember a couple of times we've referenced the tribute album King of the Road, a tribute to Roger Miller. It's going to be released later this month. So far, a couple of tracks have dropped, including the latest one from Casey Musgraves, who covers Kansas City Star. Let's hear this for a second. One of the things that I love about this, I've always been a fan of Roger Miller since I was a jock on a country station in the 60s. He had a big hit with this in 1965, and at least what we've heard, Victoria, from the selections that we've gotten to listen to, the people that are recreating that have captured the Roger Miller sound. This song, with her voice, sounds very similar to the way Roger Miller created it.
I actually am not familiar with Roger Miller, but yeah, the tracks that we've heard so far,
like it does. That's
sounds
same.
Great.
Yeah.
The Dolly Parton one with Emmylou Harris was, remember we played that a couple weeks ago. That was fabulous. So, it's going to be a great album.
Yeah. She replaces King with Queen on a track. It just is great. She imitates the yodeling in the chorus, adds a whistle solo, a little flamenco style guitar, some pedal steel that tips its hat to the players of Miller's era. That's why it sounds, as you listen to it, it sounds just like what he sounded like. So, interesting. Two-disc set comes out on August 31st. That's the story of Roger Miller, who's been dead since 1992.
The Shadow of Silver. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. Once a poor man sat down to eat the scraps he was given by passers-by outside of a fancy seafood restaurant. The owner of that restaurant demanded a silver coin from the poor man for taking in the beautiful smells of the expensive food they created inside. The poor man didn't have money like that to give away, so the two of them went before a judge. The judge said, "A silver coin it is. You two go outside," and then she pointed to the poor man and said, "You hold a coin up in the sunlight." And then to the rich store owner, she said, "And when that coin casts a shadow, that shadow is yours for the taking. If the cost of the smell of fish is a silver coin, then the payment will be doled out with the shadow of that coin. Only the mean-spirited and insecure try to take advantage of others." For more on life, visit drchristianconti.com.
Welcome to Office Depot. Can I help you?
Absolutely. I've got to get my school shopping done today.
All right. Right now we've got mechanical pencils and Crayola markers for a dollar, plus 25-cent notebooks. What's on your list?
What's on my list? I need pencils, 6 notebooks, a backpack, 2-inch binder.
If you've got a list, we've got the supplies. Come into Office Depot Office Max to get select back-to-school supplies for just 25 cents. Shop online, on our app, or in-store for low prices all summer long at Office Depot Office Max. Limit supply, see store for details.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
Marking a year since a deadly white nationalist rally in Charlottesville, Virginia, a small group of white nationalists rallied in Washington, D.C. yesterday, as well as thousands of counter-protesters. The police chief says,
"To be able to stand up here today and know that nobody was killed and nobody got hurt in our city is a little sense of pride there for our folks."
Echoing the words of Chief Peter Newsham was Mayor Muriel Bowser.
"Our approach, and we feel strongly that it led to a relatively peaceful day and outcomes today, was to keep groups separate."
The leaders of North and South Korea now to meet in Pyongyang next month. The two countries announcing today that Kim Jong-un will host the South Korean president in the North Korean capital. It'll be the third meeting this year for the two. This is USA Radio News.
When posting on most job sites, you get candidates.
I'm the sales director you're looking for.
But when you post on Indeed.com, you get the candidates just right for you.
I'm a sales director with an MBA, over 10 years experience, who's also fluent in Japanese.
With Indeed, you can add screener questions for a less time-consuming route to your short list of qualified candidates.
Arigato.
Hiring's better when you've got your short list. Save time on hiring when you post a job on Indeed. Get started today at Indeed.com/hire.
What does Meals on Wheels do? They deliver meals and smiles to homebound seniors. But Meals on Wheels does something else. They turn a volunteer's lunch break into a meaningful experience.
As small and as simple as the relationship is between a volunteer and a client of Meals on Wheels, it's really so impactful. I never thought that 5 minutes could make so much difference in the lives of two people, but it has.
Drop off a warm meal and get more than you expect. Volunteer at AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. That's AmericaLet'sDoLunch.org. Brought to you by Meals on Wheels America and the Ad Council.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
How well and how fast does Heart and Body Extract work to improve blood circulation? Listen.
My name is Ellis, and I'm 66 years old, and I live in Jacksonville, Florida. 2 years ago, I was diagnosed as having clogged arteries. I had 70% blockage in one artery leading to my heart. They wanted me to go on Plavix, but I refused, knowing the negative side effects.
Heart and Body Extract is a unique balance, synergy, and proportion of herbs reaching from head to toe at maximum absorption around 95% at the cellular level.
Within the first month, I felt a dramatic difference. The heaviness in my legs was reduced, and within 2 months, I felt completely normal.
Your natural organic herbal formula for heart health is Heart and Body Extract. Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract. Call 866-295-5305. 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Pretending here is the real thing, the real DJV conglomerate, Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, and our technical assistance provided by Kara Schillen. Other idea assistance comes from her as well. Ideas on the table are now from Victoria Keelan.
Well, about a month ago, we started talking about this trial where a man who was a gardener had sued Monsanto, saying that using Roundup all those years at his job had given him cancer. Well, he had some, it was a really interesting case. It was the first time a judge allowed an individual to actually go head-to-head with Monsanto and sue over cancer claims. And it turns out it paid off. Dwayne Johnson was awarded $289 million in damages in a San Francisco court.
No relation to The Rock.
Right, exactly. This is Dwayne. It's a different spelling, too.
Right.
Jurors in San Francisco sided with him and saying that Roundup did contribute to his terminal cancer diagnosis. He was a school district groundskeeper near San Francisco for years. He used Roundup 20 to 30 times per year. He accidentally soaked himself with the product at least twice, and he was later diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma. I always get the Hodgkin's and the non-Hodgkin's confused. The non-Hodgkin's, I guess, is the really bad one.
Worse, yeah.
It is.
Yeah. So the jury sided with him, saying that Monsanto failed to warn customers of the potential cancer risk. We all know about that. A 2015 report was also brought up during the trial from the World Health Organization, which said that an important ingredient in Roundup, glyphosate, could cause cancer in humans. That was also not on the warning on the bottle. And Monsanto repeatedly has said that Roundup does not cause cancer. And there have been lots of internal emails from Monsanto that have leaked out over the last year or so, where scientists who actually work for Monsanto have kind of been whistleblowers and have shown that they have internal data that absolutely shows that it causes cancer. So I think this is probably the first of many, many lawsuits. This will become the new big tobacco in terms of lawsuits, I think. They have more than 4,000 similar cases waiting to be heard.
They're out of business.
More than, yeah, but that's important, too. More than 4,000 cases around the country are now waiting to go to trial.
Yeah. Now, this is a dirtbag company run by dirtbags. I remember about 10 years ago when I was talking to Steve Forbes, and I don't not talk to him because of this. I just, at that time, he and I were conversant, and he had made Monsanto the company of the year. Forbes magazine designated the guy who was running it at the time and the company. That was just when I was becoming a little more aware of what was going on. And I said to him, how can you promote a company like this that makes products that are deadly?
Yeah.
Oh, he says, it's, you know, and he said what I actually say a lot of times on the air. It's not, believe it or not, you can say this and it has some credibility. It's not their job to make a good product. It's their job to make money. And they're
He's
making money.
He's not wrong, but, oh, that's
no.
a terrible thing.
Yeah,
to...
it is awful. Terrible. Just, they are, ugh. I can't come up with words bad enough to describe them. And some of my farmer buddies who think that I'm off on the deep end, they just don't get it. And it's, I'm sorry.
Well, maybe cases like this will change their mind. And
what are you
maybe...
hiding from? Because you can use some of the Monsanto products, supposedly grow more stuff, make more money. But at what cost do you want to make money? That's the other side of it. Look at, do you want to be like them? They do anything to make money. Kill people. It's some international cartel. It's like dealing with some, it's like the Middle Eastern terrorists. That's what you're dealing with. Same mentality. They don't give a damn like the cigarette companies. They don't give a damn about anything except what gets to the bottom line because that's their job. And obviously they have no conscience. So that's what you end up with. Wow, that poor guy. And imagine the other people that have suffered. There's not non-Hodgkin's is miserable. As my friend Chris Walsh, who died a couple of months ago, had that. That's what he died from, misery.
Well, this guy seems to just be grateful that he was able to make it through the trial because that was his goal. He only has about a month left to live, I think.
Yeah.
So he wanted to make sure that he was able to make a legal precedent now that will hopefully influence the way other cases are tried.
Yeah. All right, let's celebrate today as International Left-Handers Day. I have to send this along to my son, who's the only left-hander in our family. Left-handed presidents, Harry Truman, Ronald Reagan, Barack Obama. You know who else is left-handed? Jimi Hendrix, Oprah Winfrey, Julia Roberts, Lady Gaga. Let's see here. Babe Ruth was a southpaw. Sandy Koufax, Alexander the Great. That's for those of you. Everybody here knows who Alexander the Great was, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I think it's probably hard to, you know, really confirm if he was a lefty or not, but
probably,
sure.
All right, so here are some facts about left-handers. They're the best hitters in baseball. As listed on the Baseball Reference website, 14 of the top 20 highest career batting averages belong to left-handed hitters. Lefties and schizophrenia. A published study by Yale claims that people with psychotic disorders like schizophrenia are more likely to be left-handed. There you go.
Interesting.
The notion of left-handedness as wrong is embedded in our language. For example, the adjective sinister comes from the Latin sinistra, which means left hand. So if you're left-handed, you're sinister. Ooh. And they are restless sleepers. I say they because I don't think anybody here is a lefty, right? We're all righties.
No, I'm a righty.
Left-handed people experience so-called periodic limb movement. It's PLMD, a disorder that makes them kick their arms and legs while they are asleep. I don't think I've ever slept with anybody like that. I can't remember having done that. Anybody here ever sleep with anybody that kicks you in bed?
My dad has restless leg syndrome, but he's a righty, so I
don't
know.
Yeah, I have it too. Cataplex F, tell him. Just get tell him to go to Stanford.
I will, actually. Okay.
Get Cataplex F. All right, so let's see here. According to neuroscientists, about 98% of right-handers are left-brained, but so are about 70% of left-handers. Okay. All right, so there it is. If you're a lefty, good for you. Congratulations. Making it in life is kind of a fun, interesting thing. And all of these things about life are fascinating. Why we're lefties, why we're righties, et cetera, et cetera. Time for television, a focus on that Jimmy Kimmel interview with Kanye West. Have you heard that story? Yeah. Kanye is a supporter of Donald Trump, and he told Jimmy Kimmel that nobody is going to bully him about being a Trump supporter. I actually quite enjoy it when people are mad at me about certain things. Kimmel asked West if Trump was a good president. It's funny, he says. In this world that we live in, there are two main motivating forces, and I tweet about it all the time. It's love or fear. And you can't explain love. My cousin is locked up for murder, and I love him. So he did a bad thing, but I still love him. All these different things, you know, everyone around me tried to pick my candidate for me and then told me every time I said I liked Trump that I couldn't say it out loud or my career would be over. I get kicked out of the black community because blacks are supposed to have a monolithic thought. We can only be Democrats. And then I think he asked him why he liked Trump and he couldn't really answer.
But, he kind of blanked on that. Yeah. But you know, the thing is that I watched a clip of the interview, and it's not even so much what Kanye said. It just, I don't know, it looked like Kanye was kind of having one of his episodes, and you know, he's talked about he's bipolar. He was recently diagnosed, and he wasn't really making eye contact. He kind of was just, he looked a little out of it. He just looked spacey. I don't know. I'm not sure what's going on with Kanye.
I think there is something to what he's saying, and that is that people in entertainment, particularly African-Americans, get bullied and lose their career if they don't like what is popular with the masses. And so whether we want to say that he's having an episode or not, I think it's what he's talking about is real. It's got to be scary. It has to be scary.
I'm not disparaging what he's saying. Don't make me, don't mistake that. That's not what I'm saying. I agree with him. Chance the Rapper says it too. Why do blacks have to all be Democrats? Like, I get that, and I understand, and I agree with him on that. I'm just saying, separate from that, when you watch him in this interview, lately he just seems, it's a little concerning. There's something going on with him where he just has like a glazed over look in his eye, and he just, something is up. And it's separate from what he's saying. I'm not saying he's not coherent. In that interview, I think he was coherent, but then he did kind of just blank out at the end when Kimmel asked him, well, you know, what do you like about Trump? And it's the whole thing is weird. Whatever's going on with Kanye, separate from his political beliefs, I think it's just there's something else happening there.
Mondo Bizarro. All right. So I have not much television to review. Lots of repeats over the weekend of NCIS Los Angeles and Blue Bloods. Mm-hmm. And
a constant loop in your house. I actually watched, I caught up on Bachelor in Paradise, and I have to say I'm hooked. I'm in now.
I've seen that show.
Okay, I used to watch The Bachelor religiously, but it just became too much for me, and I can't stomach it. Bachelor in Paradise I'll traditionally watch, even though I don't know the people because I'm not watching the regular seasons of The Bachelor or Bachelorette. But it just, there's something more contained, and it's at least there's like men and women, and I don't know. So, yeah, that was kind of exciting. And then I watched the show Castaway, which is on Tuesday nights on ABC after Bachelor in Paradise, where these 12 people are dropped off separately on an island, and they have to decide whether to try to find each other, how long they're going to survive. That was kind of interesting. I'll probably never watch it again, though. Yeah. It was interesting for one time.
All right, what's on tonight?
All right, tonight, some other stuff you may never watch again. Well, I have to start with wrestling because USA Monday night means it's time for WWE's Monday Night Raw. That's at 8 o'clock from 8 to 11. Teen Mom is brand new on MTV. And, of course, it's Teen Mom 2. You get a new episode at 9 o'clock, followed by a new episode of MTV's Floribama Shore. On Bravo, a brand new episode of The Real Housewives of Orange County. The Florida, Alabama shore, where they send a bunch of kids, but it's then like, they just combine the word.
Is it the New Jersey Shore?
They try to make it like that, but yeah. I don't know. I'm not intrigued like I am with the Jersey Shore, which I have to talk to you about. The Real Housewives of Orange County, like I said, new at 9, followed by Southern Charm Savannah. That's at 10 o'clock on Bravo. AMC has a new episode of Better Call Saul, but before that is Tombstone, which is one of my favorite movies of all time, so check that one out. Also, a new Lodge 49 at 10 o'clock on the networks. Penn and Teller Fool Us is new on the CW at 8, followed by a new episode of Whose Line Is It Anyway at 9. Fox has a new episode of So You Think You Can Dance. NBC's new with American Ninja Warrior and a Dateline NBC. Bachelor in Paradise is back on ABC at 8 o'clock, followed by The Proposal at 10. And on CBS, there's a new episode of Salvation at 9, followed by Elementary at 10.
All right, so to go back to the show, now I'm trying to remember the name of it. Go back a page or two to
Castaway.
Yeah, no, no.
Oh, you're trying to get that.
I lost it. It just really sort of there's something in there that really grabbed me, and then I started looking at the sports news, and I
The Bachelor in Paradise.
No, I'll think of it. Meanwhile, let us get to the sports news. Jennifer, the story of Esteban, is it Loaiza? How do you pronounce this guy's name?
Loaiza.
I believe, right. Yes. Apparently he was a former Dodger, who knew? Maybe I blanked. He's a former Major League Baseball player, and he pleaded guilty to drug charges right here in California on Friday and could be deported once he serves his sentence. Loaiza is a legal U.S. resident. He'll remain free on bail until his sentencing. It's scheduled for November 2nd. He faces a minimum of 10 years and maximum of life in prison. Loaiza's problems stem from an arrest in San Diego in February where he was found in possession of 44 pounds of cocaine. Loaiza was under surveillance and was arrested in front of a house on Imperial Beach at the border with Tijuana. At the time, Loaiza pleaded not guilty, but according to published reports, in his new plea agreement, he admitted he transferred the drugs from one car to another. Loaiza was a pitcher who played with the Major League for several teams from 95 to 2008. He played for the New York Yankees, the White Sox, the LA Dodgers. He's also a former All-Star player, but he became a big celebrity when after he retired from baseball, he married Jenny Rivera in 2010. At the time, she was at the pinnacle of her fame and was also the star of her own reality TV show. Their marriage soon devolved into a series of public recriminations with Rivera filing for divorce in 2012, just 2 months before she died in an airplane crash. So the divorce hadn't been finalized when she died, but he finds himself in a whole lot more trouble facing charges for 40 pounds of cocaine.
I never understood in this story, so the divorce wasn't finalized. Her plane famously goes down. She dies. And he's left with all of her money. Why is he selling drugs?
I know.
That's like the thing that we just can't.
The question.
Yeah.
Okay. What else do we have? Victoria, WNBA team canceled a game. Why?
This is kind of a bizarre story. So a WNBA team, the Las Vegas Aces, they had to forfeit a game on the road last week after they were stuck on airplane delays for 25 hours. They had flight cancellations. They had all kinds of stuff. They were flying commercially cross country. And when they had to forfeit the game, a lot of fans went after them saying that the men would never have canceled. But it's bringing up a new dialogue about the difference between the WNBA and the NBA. And the men get to fly private and the women have to fly commercially, which always has delays. So it's kind of the collective bargaining agreement is in the spotlight right now.
Right. All right, so there it is. Traffic and weather together on the 10s. It's 10 before the hour.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of My Pillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented My Pillow, I wanted it to where you can move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. My Pillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-261-9818 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-261-9818. Again, 800-261-9818.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
Our Tech Talk time here on the Monday program is 13th of August. Victoria Keelan and Doug Steffen with Victoria in the Tech Zone with Twitter. And, well, this is the InfoWar thing. So InfoWar
is
Alex Jones. So what's this
right? Deal? So we talked last week about Alex Jones being banned from certain platforms like iTunes, his podcast violating policy, you know, the iTunes user policy and things like that. And so Twitter had, last week, Twitter CEO Jack Dorsey said that they weren't going to ban Alex Jones or InfoWars from Twitter. And everyone kind of wondered why. And now it turns out, because he said it originally, Jack Dorsey said originally that Alex Jones had not violated the user agreement on Twitter. Well, it turns out after an investigation that InfoWars did violate all of that. And so now Jack Dorsey from Twitter said that they're policing everything that's going on with Twitter right now. And it doesn't just apply to Alex Jones. It applies to hate speech in general. And so an investigation that was actually launched by CNN found that InfoWars had violated the policy several times by publishing content that degraded groups of people based on religion and gender identity, which goes against Twitter's policy. They harassed individuals, also violates their policy, glorified violence, and promoted conspiracy theories like the Sandy Hook thing being a hoax, that shooting. And so now it said, Twitter says that they have revamped their rules, and some of the recent tweets from InfoWars and Alex Jones have been deleted, but they are still allowed for now. He is still allowed on the platform as long as he follows all of the guidelines. So they say that they're not going to kick him off the platform, but he will face future punitive action if all of the tweets that he's been, you know, violating the user agreements, if they continue to do that, then he will get kicked off. So it looks like he's got one more chance to play nice on Twitter, and it's one of the only remaining major social media platforms that hasn't banned him at this point, so it will definitely put a cramp in his style if he doesn't, you know, if he gets booted from Twitter. That's a big loss for him.
Yep. All right, so that's that story. Now, NASA in the focus, introducing a new team of American astronauts to pilot commercially built test flights.
The Geek Out.
NASA is putting Americans back in space, but launched from American soil. And you may not have noticed, but the last time that happened was in 2011 when NASA retired the shuttle program. And it since has had to rely on the Russians for space transportation. But the agency introduced a team of 9 new American astronauts who will crew the test flights for both the new CST-100 Starliner and the Crew Dragon. Now, both of these are commercially built and represent a next generation of reusable craft to deliver astronauts into space for missions. The Crew Dragon is a product of SpaceX, and Boeing is building the Starliner. Now, both can hold a crew of 7, and manned testing begins later this year.
Want an easy way to see if you can save money on car insurance? GEICO gives you 3. Call 1-800-947-AUTO. Go online to geico.com or stop by the GEICO office nearest you. 3 ways you could save 15% or more.
You sit at a desk. They sit at a desk. You have sales reports. They have book reports. You need supplies. They need supplies. Business is a lot like school. That's why your small business should take advantage of back-to-school deals at Staples. This week, Staples 120-sheet filler paper is just 50 cents. Plus, a 10-ream case of multi-purpose paper is only $32.99. Make back-to-school your business at Staples.
While supplies last, in-store only. Offer ends 8/18/18. Limit 5 on filler paper, 10 on case paper.
All right, a couple of things from Facebook. Victoria, get into the blueprint thing. This is really something that has to...
Yeah.
So you got to get to the bottom of this.
Yeah, we talked last week about the 3D printed guns being allowed after that went to a court case. So Facebook is now saying that they're going to block any site from providing instructions on how to create 3D printed guns. They're also going to delete any content related to the creation of weapons. Facebook's decision comes as several states attempt to prevent guidelines on how to build these guns at home from being published online. Cody Wilson, who is the self-described radical individualist. He's the guy who's behind all of this. He went against the federal government for the right to publish these the code for the 3D printing of firearms. He reached a settlement in June that would have allowed for his company to do it, and then the night before, a federal judge blocked it, so it's still kind of caught up in red tape. But there's information out there still. Facebook just says they're going to be removing all of that content. They don't
Facebook
want that on their
says-
site.
That our study shows that Facebook has shed 4 billion, with a B, page visits in the last 2 years.
Yeah.
Traffic falling off tremendously since 2016. I find that very interesting. All right. Well, it is the sign of the times, as you, if you will. YouTube especially. 59 after the hour here.
Healthcare reform is confusing, but whether it's finding an affordable insurance plan, keeping your doctor, or being able to afford needed prescriptions, navigating the healthcare system has become a challenge. Control your own healthcare costs and choices with Liberty HealthShare. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of each other's medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.